Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, the Bible. Please teach us as we look at it together. I pray that by the Holy Spirit you would shine light onto Christ and onto how we can trust him and live for him. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I wonder if you are a team player. If you're watching the football, you've seen lots of team players yesterday. Whether they're on a team that had 0 goals or 4 goals, they were in a team. And a team that extended beyond just the 11 players on the pitch. A team that went into the changing room and into the back office of the club and all those different places. But then in some areas, people aren't very good at working in teams. So I think of the Apprentice telly show, where you've got various contestants who are vying to get a place working with Lord Sugar. And throughout the series, they actually have to work in a team. But they're all so self-centred and individualistic that they find it very hard. Or, on the other hand, Bear Grylls, The Island. I don't know if you watched that. That's a recent series. They dump a whole lot of people on an island out in the middle of nowhere, and they have to survive with very little, apart from a few telecameras to record it all. And they start off not working well as a team at all. And occasionally, the old person will have to leave the island because they hate it so much. By the end of however long they're there, they're working like a close-knit team, all using their different gifts really well. Are you a team player? When you become a Christian, you join a team. And we're going to see today that giving is part of being a team player. We've been looking at giving for the last 3 weeks. And we've found out that giving is not just about money. Giving does include money. It includes how we think about how we use our money, how we become partners in gospel ministry by giving money. So we give money to the local church so that we can be a gospel church and share the gospel in all sorts of ways. We give money through the church to our mission partners, like Tim Curtis and Matt and Katie Linley. And through them, we're being partners in gospel work by giving. So there is involving money, but it also involves our worship. And we saw last week from the beginning of this passage, which you've got in front of you there on the sheets, chapter 12 of Romans, verses 1 and 2. We saw that worship isn't about singing. If you say, I've been worshipping God, you might mean that you've been singing. But it might also mean that you've been to work. Or you've been visiting someone to help them, look after them. Or sharing the gospel with someone. Or all sorts of other things. When you say, I'm worshipping God, we mean our whole lives given to bring honour and glory to him. Have a look at verse 1 there. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. So giving involves money. It involves our whole lives in worship. And today we're going to see that giving involves serving as part of a team, that is the church. Each of us joins in with church life. And this is about the gifts that we have. But more than that, it's about giving ourselves and serving. Doing things that might be hard work, that might take up time. But because we're part of this team, things that work together so that we can proclaim Christ. Now, the image used in this passage is not actually that of a team, but it's very similar. It's the imagery of being a body. And we're going to see today that you are part of a body, so play your part well. First of all, you are part of a body. You're not just an individual. When you come to Christ, you are still you, but you become part of something more, something bigger, something you belong to. You're part of a body. I don't know if you watched Grand Prix, last week there was a disaster at the Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton had been leading the Monaco Grand Prix, and then his team did something silly, and he ended up in third place. Afterwards, he said this: "We win together, we lose together." Lewis might have stood there and said, "My stupid team, what a load of idiots." That's something like I was saying to the telly as I watched it. But no, he said, "We win together, we lose together." He could see that although he's the flashy racing driver with all the money, he's part of a team. And without the other people in that team, without them all working together, the whole team doesn't function. And it's like that with the body. We're all part of the body. And each part of the body needs to function for the whole body to work. You're part of a body. So this is something that you are as a Christian. This is something you become. Have a look at verse 4 and 5. It's on the sheet there in front of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We're part of a body. So there's no one who is a Christian who is a lone player. That might be tempting for me to think that, as the vicar, that I'm a lone player. I do all this, I do that, I do the other. Or it might be tempting for a musician to think, I'm the musician, I play the piano. Or a home group leader to think, I'm the home group leader, I do this, I have the home group, I run my home group. A lone player. But no, no one is a lone player. We're all part of a body. In Christ, verse 5, we, though many, form one body. And each member belongs to all the players. So there's no lone players in this, neither are there any spectators. What's a spectator do? Well, there are thousands of them at the FA Cup final, weren't they? They go along, have a beer and a burger maybe, they watch the match, they enjoy it or hate it, they criticise, and they go home again. There's no spectators here, though. So if we're coming along to this service, taking part, enjoying it, hating it, criticising it, whatever, and then go home again, if that's it, then we've got it wrong. In Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. So there's no lone players, there's no spectators. Instead, we are team players or body players. It's a very similar image, the image of body and team. It's a bit better, the body one, because team has a limited objective, to win something. Body is to live and to keep living and to keep going. It's very similar in the ideas. So that's what we are as Christians, part of a body. And this is a gospel way of thinking. It comes from the gospel, the good news of Jesus. Have a look at verse 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. If we'd have been reading through the book of Romans, the first 11 chapters would have explained the gospel to us. This is the good news of being rescued in Jesus. We'd have found out that our human instinct is to suppress the truth about God and to go our own way. We'd have seen that sin leads to separation from God in God's judgment. And then we'd have seen the good news that God has revealed a new way of knowing him. A way back to him, a way to be reconciled to him, and that is Jesus. And the righteousness that Jesus can give to us because of his death on the cross. That's the good news that Romans is all about. And then Romans 12 comes along and starts to move towards thinking about how you actually live that out in your lives as a living sacrifice, our true and proper worship. And along with that, verse 2 is the idea of having our minds changed. And so verse 3, now we come to how we use our gifts. With these changed minds, that includes thinking about ourselves and the church, the local church. So instead of thinking, well, I'm great, I can do this, I should be doing that. No, we think in a humble way. We think, I'm a sinner, saved by grace. I'm of equal value with other people. I'm in this with everyone. Verse 3, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. This is about grace. And the great thing about grace is that because grace is God's characteristic, where he gives us what we don't deserve, and if God is giving us everything, then none of us can boast. None of us can stand up and say, I'm better than the other. Because everything we have that's of value before God comes from him. It's by grace that we're saved. We're not put right with God because there's something of ourselves that's good enough for him. No, we're put right with God out of his love and generosity, his gift to us in Jesus. And so it's the same with the abilities that we have given to us by him. And the part that we play as part of the body, it's a gift from him. And so none of us boasts. We think of ourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the faith he's given to us. It's a gospel way of thinking. Well, what does that mean for St. Lawrence? Well, it can be tempting, maybe, for someone to think what I'm doing is the most important thing. No. Because we're body, we know that everything, anything that we do, works together. And it only works if it works together. It can be tempting to think, oh, I'm not really helping much. I only do the cleaning once in a while. I'm not really helping much. But if we're part of a body, we need each part to be playing a part. We need that person who does the cleaning. That's really important. It might be that you aren't helping much. It might be that you're capable and able to help, but you're not. Great. Well, don't be a spectator. Stop and think, how can I join in? What can I do? We'll think a bit more about that in a moment. It might be that you're not really helping much because actually, because of something about your conditions or your age or something, you're not able to do the things you used to be able to do. That's okay. There may be other ways you can help, with prayer, for example, and other things you haven't thought of. Again, we'll think a bit more about that in a minute. We can praise God, can't we, that God has made us into this team. On the wall in the lobby, I put up a list of all the different roles that are going on around St. Lawrence on Sundays and during the week. And you'll see it's a great big long list. There are loads of things on there. And by and large, most of those things are filled. We can praise God that he's made us this team, this body that works together. We're not individuals. We are, but we're not just individuals. When we come together, we're part of this church, this body. And we can pray, can't we, that God would change our minds, that we would think like this, that we would think of ourselves with sober judgment, so we'd be humble and we'd be body players. If you apply for a job these days, it'll have a job description, and you can almost guarantee that on that job description somewhere it'll say, must be a team player. Well, let's pray that we would be, not team players, well, team players, but body players as members of this church, St. Lawrence, together. You're part of a body, verses 3-5. Oh, well, Paul goes on, you're part of a body, so play your part well. Play your part well. In other words, if you are part of this body and you have some gift that you can use, then use it. Because if you don't, the body doesn't function properly. My son George is doing some exams at the moment. And a couple of weeks ago, he shut his finger in a window, third finger of his right hand, his writing hand. And the window crushed the end of his finger. His nail went black. It all swelled up. It was really painful. He couldn't write. Disaster. How is he going to do his exams? Just that one small part of his body, damaged, not working properly, meant the whole body couldn't do what it was going to do for exams. Fortunately, it all died down. It's fine now. Still a bit black, but he's doing the exams fine. But you can see how one small part not working can make such a big difference. And it's the same with us. Have a look at verse 6. We have different gifts from God. Verse 6, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. Different gifts from God. And there it is again. It's by grace. It's God's gift to us. He's given us these gifts. Then, verse 6 again. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If you have gifts, we are to do what we can. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. And he goes on with other gifts there. And if we were to read on in the passage beyond this, we'll see other things that people can be involved with in the body, in the church. Do what we can. This word prophesying here, it's often easy to think, or we might think, prophesying is about telling the future. But in the Bible, prophesying isn't so much about telling the future as declaring God's will. And so, put into our situation, someone in a home group who is explaining the Bible to someone and helping them to see what it means for their lives is prophesying. Someone who, a friend who comes alongside you and helps you to see the right way to go in a situation by God's will, from his word, is prophesying. And if you do that, do it. We do what we can. But it might be that you have another gift Maybe it's serving, maybe it's encouraging, or showing mercy, you know, visiting and helping people. Do what you can, whatever you can, do it. Well, you might say, how do I find out what I can do? How do I find out what I can do? And one of the easiest ways to find out what you can do is simply to get involved in something. In the book of Acts, there's a great event where, as the church is growing in Jerusalem, they get so busy with looking after people that there aren't enough people to help, and there are arguments starting. And they decide to choose some godly men to look after that job. Godly men, not to go and preach somewhere or to go and lead a group and share the gospel. No, simply to organise the serving at tables. And as they do this, out of this group of godly men comes Stephen. He's been serving at tables, but they find that Stephen has a very strong gift for proclaiming the gospel. He goes on to do that. He becomes the first martyr, as he's martyred for proclaiming Jesus. So as you get involved in serving, in one way or another, gifts are shown and they shine through. As you get involved serving with a humble servant heart, the gifts that God has given us are able to be used. Different gifts from God. Do what we can. And then, verse 8, do it well. Do it well. Verse 8 has three more gifts and says, if it is giving, give generously. If it is a lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. In other words, whatever we can do, do it well. Do it to the best of the ability that God has given us. Play your part well. Well, what does that mean at St. Lawrence? What does it mean at St. Lawrence? Again, if you go out and have a look at those lists in the lobby, great big long lists, lots of roles filled, and we want to say thank you, God, for that, and thank you to the people who are doing it. There are deputy wardens and sides people, and people doing coffee, creche, Sunday club, cleaning, all sorts of things. Alongside those, there are some jobs that are not filled. We haven't got a treasurer at the moment. We need more pianists, particularly at this service, the 10:30 service. The Women's Fellowship, the lady who leads that, will be stopping soon. We need someone to take on the Women's Fellowship. So there are some jobs that aren't filled. There are some jobs where we could use more people, more help for people doing the things that are there. Whether there are some people doing it, but we could use more. So what does it mean for St. Lawrence? It means that we, you and me, need to think about the things we can do. Have a look at the list and see how we can join in. I've got a blue card. Now, we were given this blue card a couple of weeks ago as a sort of a promise for something that will come. And on this blue card, you can give a response to the three giving sermons that we've had. There's a leaflet here to go with it. You should have picked these up a couple of weeks ago. If you didn't, then don't worry, you've got more and we can give you another copy. And the idea is, on the card, you can think about how you give financially and review that. But also at the bottom it says, I would like to contribute my time and gifts by helping with. And maybe there's some area you can see that you'd like to get involved with as part of the body, using the abilities and gifts from God that you have. And you can fill that in. And then next week we'll have a box at the back of church, and you can bring your card back and you can pop it in the box as part of our giving challenge. Or whatever's working together as a body. It's a way of serving. It might be that you want to try something out and you're not sure you want to be committed to doing it. That's all right. You can join in alongside somebody else and see whether that's something you can do. It's worth trying things out, because like Stephen in the book of Acts, you might find that you have other gifts as well through that. It helps us to discover the gifts that God has given us. Play your part well. So do grab on those blue cards and the green sheet from me if you haven't already. So are you a team player? Well, you are now, because you've come to Christ if you have. You're part of a body. Play your part well. Maybe you're someone who comes to St. Lawrence regularly and you trust in Jesus, but you've never actually joined in with doing something. You're part of a body. Play your part well. Now's a good time to grab that card and pray and think of something you can do. Maybe you're someone who regularly helps out here at St. Lawrence. You're part of a body. Keep on playing your part well. It's great that you do that. And don't ever think that you're not valued by God in what you do, because without each part of the body doing what it does, we wouldn't be able to be a gospel church holding Christ out to people. Perhaps you're considering some new direction in which to serve. Maybe you've been prompted by the things that we've looked at in these three talks, and you want to serve God in some new way. Well, you're part of a body. Approach that with humility. Remember, don't think of yourself more highly than you should, says Paul. So we all approach this with humility, ready to serve and to try something in Jesus' name. You're part of a body. Play your part well. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that each member belongs to all the others in this body, this team that you've made us to be. Thank you that we're different. But thank you that we can work together to bring glory and honour to you. Lord, please help us, each one of us, to play a part. Help us to have the energy and the time. Equip us with different gifts. And enable us to be this body working together for you. In Jesus' name. Amen.